Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. on calbanyan.com. And what do we do here? We talk about hypnosis, etc. Things that are around the periphery of hypnosis, such as building a business and that kind of thing. And today, we're going to talk about top hypnotic words. We're going to talk about maybe top hypnotic words we could use to get clients to come in, and also some thoughts about wording when we're working with clients as well. And today I have, she's back, Erica Flint. Let me tell you about Erica. She is, in my opinion, a rising star in the profession. She's going, really working this business, really becoming recognized, really getting the word out about hypnosis to the public. She came from the world of software engineering, but she's leaving that far behind. She really thinks of herself as more as a problem solver back in those days. And I think she's bringing those skills and abilities to the world of hypnosis in an exemplary way. And let me see, I want to tell you, she doesn't know I'm going to say this, but she also has a book that's out called Reprogram Your Weight. How you doing there, Erica?
Hi, Cal. It's great to be here today. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for that introduction. I just love doing these episodes with you and helping hypnotists make you know, these things with their clients. We get to share these nuggets of wisdom with them every day. And before we get started with today's episode, though, I'm really excited about today's episode. Let me tell everybody about you, Cal. So Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. He's been in the profession for 20 years and has received every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author of one of my favorite books, Secret Language of Feelings. He is a speaker and a trainer. He's trained some of the best in the world. He's appeared on radio and television talking about hypnosis and talking about his books, and he has had a profound impact on my career, because once I took the five-path training, that is really when my career took off, and I've just been loving every moment of it since. So thank you, Cal. It's great to be here today, and I'm excited about this topic, about the top hypnotic words to use with clients.
Hey, thank you very much for that introduction. Hey, you know what? It's like, this is like the busiest time of the year for us, isn't it? I mean, we've got the convention coming up. See, we've both done videos with Paul Ramsey. You did too, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah. And that was a great project, wasn't it? Because we got to see a preview of everything that's coming up at the convention.
Yeah, so that is very exciting. And then yesterday I did a teleseminar with Elsom Eldridge for the National Guild of Hypnotists. It has just like the year before. And the year before, my teleseminar was the biggest of the NGH teleseminars, the biggest enrollment. And if you guys, they recorded it, and it's all about me giving you as much information about being successful doing hypnotic age regression as I possibly could in about an hour and a half, which is pretty awesome, because these episodes are down to about 20 minutes. So let me give you the URL, the domain for getting that recording, and that is budurl, that's budurl.com/Banyan 2017. So budurl.com/BANYAN 2017. And you can get the whole replay. And when I do these teleseminars, I like to give people a really good reason to show up. I have some hypno bribes there. And also, when you watch that, I give you information how you can get on a raffle, the Cal Banyan raffle. How would you like to have about an hour's worth of supervision with me personally over the phone? And so I'll show you, when you go there, you can put in with the raffle and maybe win Cal Banyan for an hour. How awesome is that?
Wow. That's incredible, Cal. I didn't see that one. I saw the other freebies that you were giving away, and they were really good. Those the free audio recordings to do age regression.
Audio recordings, links to important stuff. I know that you and I, what we are all about is lifting this profession, right? And you're going to have a ceiling of how far you can go if you're not yet doing age regression. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, age regression, one of the things I love about it, first of all, is it's natural. I mean, we kind of, you know, you hear an old song on the radio and you can go back to something, and that might be a good thing, right? But our clients, we can use that technique very effectively, especially with the way that you teach it, because you've really figured out how to create those techniques that work systematically, and we can count on those techniques to work every single time. So it is just, it's the best technique in my office, that's for sure.
All right, let's get into it. One thing quick, course schedule. If you want to train with me to get into the profession or move up in the profession, I have my 10-day super course with 5-Path and 7-Path in October 2nd through the 13th with the weekend off, and then next year, January 18th through the 19th, weekend off, and then July 8th through the 21st, weekend off, of course. And then I have the Week of Power. This is for people who are already certified. They want to move up to the next level. They want to get 5-Path and 7-Path certification. And that is April 15th to the 21st. Do you have a course scheduled?
I do. I have a course coming up in September, and I'm doing it a little bit different. And the reason I'm doing it different is because I have a lot of people who can't get 2 weeks off of work. So every 3 years, I do this class a little bit different. It's Saturdays in September, and then 1 week. So it starts the 16th of September, and then Saturday, and then a full week, so you only have to take 1 week off of work. And then my next class is 2018. I believe it starts the second week of January in 2018. That's all I've got on my calendar thus far.
What's your website so that they can check your class schedule?
CascadeHypnosisTraining.com.
Cool, and of course, I'm CalBanyan.com. All right, let's get on with it. Introduce the topic.
All right, so today's topic I think is really important because what caught my attention here was an article that I had seen which had analyzed the top words used in Google AdWords for the top ad. So what are the common words that are used in the top ads? Now, when I was reviewing this article, because we'll talk about that, I noticed that a lot of these words are the same words that are very hypnotic words. So I wanted to share with everybody, what are the most hypnotic words that we can use with clients, just so that you can keep that in mind when you're working with clients. So the first one is, and this is the number one word, according to Google AdWords, the number one word is the word you. So it's very personal, right, Cal?
I've done like different courses on copywriting and stuff. And when you want to connect with someone, you don't want to say him, her, all that stuff. You go, you want to become a hypnotist? Or something like that, right?
Yeah. Do you want to become a hypnotist? Exactly. So that is the number one word, the most hypnotic word. Now, the second is kind of a tangent there, kind of adjacent, let's just say. When you're working with clients, of course, you can use their actual name, right? And you wouldn't probably do that in advertising, right? That doesn't make any sense. But when you're working with clients, using their name, and I think there's a phrase that says the sweetest sound is the sound of someone who loves you saying your name. Have you heard that before, Cal?
Yes, and as you're talking about that, I discussed this a little bit in class, and the name is very powerful. And so when I am doing sessions and I have my client in hypnosis, I never use their name except when I want to verbally boldface, underline something. So I'm going, you this, you that, da 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 da. And then I want something to stick out. I go, Mary, you will always do this. Or John, now you know this. And then bam, that's like those words jump off the page. How does that sound?
That's a great idea, because then you're, like you said, you're really highlighting and emphasizing that. So don't overuse their name. Primarily use you, and then when you really want to emphasize something, you can use their name.
Right, otherwise you're going like Johnny this, Johnny that, Johnny this, and it just kind of waters out the effectiveness.
Right.
That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, right. Yeah, well, I agree with you, because if you are saying the name too much, you'll get diluted, you know, it'll get diluted down and it won't be as effective. All right, so the next word, and these aren't necessarily in order, I can tell you from that report that you was the number one, but the others were kind of the same. So the next word is now. The word now. You feel more peaceful now. Right, Cal?
Yeah, it seems like hypnotically, right? What happens when you hear the now, it focuses your attention on the now. And when our attention is spread out all over the place, that's less trance-inducing than when we say now. And that's like the needle in a record in the groove playing that note of music. You know, it's just like, bam, that makes a lot of sense to me from just hypnosis theory.
Right. So now you're able to do this. Now you're able to sleep more easily. Now you're able to, right, all of these things. And just now, this very present moment in time, like you said.
And the other thing is, what's good about that word hypnotically is it is in present tense. You're not saying you will, because you can always be in the state of going to do something without ever accomplishing anything, right?
Right. That would be what we call future tense, right? It's just like, it's never going to happen. You will, you know, clean your bedroom someday.
So now you clean your bedroom every Wednesday night or whatever. Yeah.
All right. As far as something online, now really is a very popular word. You would use it in the sense of call now. Schedule your free consult now, that type of a thing. So it's also very much used in online advertising and print advertising as well. Give us a call now.
Well, you know, when you do advertising, you're paying money. You need to have that call to action, right?
Absolutely.
And if they don't do it now, they're probably never going to do it.
Right. And sometimes people just need that, a little bit of shove, like, okay, just tell me what to do. Okay, call me now. All right, I'll call you.
You know, it's funny because people don't like to be told what to do, but on the other hand, somebody please just tell me what to do here.
Yeah, a lot of our clients are looking for that. They're feeling hopeless or desperate, and they just really want someone to take their hand and help them get to that next place where they're feeling good enough to start making their, you know, the changes they want to make in their life.
Perfect. Good.
Yep. All right. Free. Free is the next word. So free consultation now. Set yourself free. Now you're free from the painful experiences of the past. So free. What do you think about that one, Cal?
I like, now you are free. I used just like three of the words right there.
And isn't that what everybody wants anyway, right? Freedom. Freedom from everything, really, you know?
Well, how are people finding services now? They, you know, they're at work and they got this thing that's nagging at them. And so what do? You know, it's like on their break or maybe not on their break, they go over to Google and they start doing some problem solving. Who can, you know, solutions to this and that and this and that. And so what's really cool about wording things that way is they're in the solution finding mode. And so, you know, that's when they have the mindset to take action, right?
Yep. They're looking for a solution. And that's what Google will tell you too. Clients come online asking a question, and the best advertisers answer that question. So you're basically trying, as an advertiser, you're trying to anticipate the question with an appropriate answer.
And what's the big fear? I mean, the fear is risk, right? And when we say free, then we're giving them something to try out, and so there's risk aversion. It's a way for them to get to know you a little bit. You know, like these podcasts, right? I mean, these are free, and it's a chance for people to get to know me, get to know my co-hosts, and so when they are ready to pull the trigger on some training, hopefully I am putting out the fun, informative information that they want. And why would they go to someone they never heard of when they could go to someone that we've already built rapport with, correct?
Right. And people want to feel that connection with you and feel like they can, you know, relate to what's happening and they'll feel inspired in certain aspects and can kind of see that light up ahead of them and want to go there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right. Very good. Okay. So this word is more of a hypnosis word. It's not necessarily used as much on online advertising, but the word is imagine. Imagine yourself, you know, as a non-smoker. And then you're going to help them paint in that picture. And so that's a very hypnotic word.
I like to use the word imagine because imagine is inductive into hypnosis. Because why do we put people in hypnosis? We put them in hypnosis so that we can start having an effect on the subconscious mind, right? And in class, when I teach the vertical model of the mind, which is where we kind of start off with in class, I tell everybody, let's do a little experiment here. Just close your eyes. And I'd like you to think about or imagine a perfectly formed leaf from a tree, green like springtime with a single drop of moisture upon it like a warm and gentle rain that passed by. And once you've done that, open your eyes. So now, when everyone opens their eyes, it says, where did that come from? We talk about the leaves that people had. It comes from the subconscious mind. So as soon as we have people imagining, we get in contact with the subconscious mind, because you have this database of information that is part of the subconscious mind, and you cannot imagine anything without accessing that long-term memory. So as soon as we have people starting to imagine or think about things, putting things together, either touch, taste, sight, smell, hearing, anything from to a creative act, they must access the subconscious mind. And so to me, the word imagine is hypnotically inductive. What do you think of that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I had an interesting interaction the other day that I want to share because I think it's really valuable. It's kind of more of an advanced technique or insider tip, but of course we love sharing those, right?
Right.
So I had a client who said to me, Erica, I can't imagine. I'm not seeing it. Okay, so they had actually, when I said imagine, they thought in their head that I was asking them to picture something in their mind, okay? And so what I did was I shared with them, oh, I'm not asking you to picture something in your mind. Let me ask you a question. I want you to think about a bicycle. And nod your head when you've got the bicycle. Okay, they've got a bicycle. Okay, how are you experiencing that bicycle? And so they shared with me what their experience of the bicycle was, that they could know what the bicycle was without necessarily picturing it. I said, that's what I mean when I use the word imagine. And that was able to help them understand and continue with the hypnosis session without any issue at all. And because some people will really just automatically think certain things when we use words, right?
Yes, and sometimes that can be a blockage. Now, in the example I just gave, I said think about or imagine. And that allows them, that if they're a person that thinks that they have to image something when you say imagine, right? And that's like the root of the word, right? Imagine, image. But other people can think about it. Now, here's a little tip. If you've got someone that has trouble visualizing things, say think about or imagine, and then say, describe it to me. And they say, like the bicycle, okay, I'd like you to think about a bicycle that you've had. Have you ever had a bicycle? Yes. What was your first one? Oh, it was a Huffy. Oh, really? Describe it to me. Tell me about it. And as they start describing it, it starts to build a picture in their mind, right? And like we do this with age regression all the time. Isn't that right? I mean, we start to describe where you're at, and we don't say, what do you see? This is an insider tip in age regression, because they may not be seeing yet. But if we have them start to describe and they're in somnambulism, then they will hallucinate. But you know, if you're not in somnambulism, if the act of describing it, for example, I'd say, hey, tell me about your kitchen. What kind of cabinets do you have? What kind of wood are they? And as they start describing it, the picture starts developing in their mind.
Yeah, I think that's great, Cal. And one thing that I want to point out there too is that the hypnotist, I mean, we don't get freaked out or worried when a client says, oh, I can't see that in my mind. We know exactly what to do, right? So this tip I think that you've just shared is really valuable. You just have them describe it. So thank you for sharing that. I think that's going to be really nice for people.
But I do. Don't try this at home, kids. This is a professional right here. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so the next word, I wonder, or I'm curious. And so I think this is a really powerful combination of words where you as the hypnotist are basically curious about something that's going on in your client's life or in the session. This can be done before the hypnosis session and the pre-hypnosis interview when you are sharing with them, I wonder what it would be like for you if you came home from work and immediately went on a walk and felt great. You know, I wonder. And you're getting your client to kind of think more expansively. So what do you think about that word, Cal?
Well, I think that what's really cool about that is that that triggers them to think about it and maybe to imagine themselves, right?
Yeah, so that is really, a lot of our clients come to us feeling, focusing on the problems, like I feel so stressed, I can't sleep very well, all of those things. And they're never thinking about the solution side of it. I wonder what your life would be like if you slept well every single night. Wow.
And that stuff is so important when we start doing the suggestion work, right? Because we do insight work, then we segue to direct suggestion, and that's the reward aspect of it. Now you're going to sleep every night, and as a result, you wake up refreshed, you concentrate better, you whatever it is, right?
Yeah, a lot of times their clients are coming to us feeling hopeless and depressed. They've forgotten about the solution, how it might feel on the other side. And I think that's a common feeling that a lot of clients, I'm sure this happens to you, Cal, at the end of even the first session, they'll say, I forgot that I could feel that good. I forgot what peace felt like. I forgot what joy felt like.
Wow, that's really nice. The thing that I think about as you're saying that is that one of the big things we're trying to do is to take people from that hopelessness into hopefulness. And that's really a big, big part of phase 1 of 5 path, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're giving them that hope. They're reminding themselves that they can feel good. And they didn't think about that thing that's been driving them crazy for the last couple of years. They give their brain a moment of respite, and now they're hopeful. I wonder what else could happen if they could do that in a matter of 30 minutes, right?
Well, exactly. And when you make that transition from this hopelessness to hopefulness and discovering and remembering this feeling of, you know, being free from all that stuff, even if it's just nudged forward, then what happens is they come back. And that's important. You need them to come back so you can finish the work. Very, very few hypnotists out there are still doing the old one session wonder stuff. We realize that it's going to take more than just one session to undo a life long problem, right? How are we doing on time? I think we're over 20 minutes, right?
All right, very good. Well, those are all of the top hypnotic words. Just to recap, you, their name, now, free, imagine or think about. We added that, imagine or think about in any way you can. And I wonder or I'm curious. So I'm Erica Flint. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. And I look forward to seeing you at the NGH convention. If you if you're there, come say hi to me. And thanks for joining, everyone.
Awesome. And Erica is writing for the journal now, the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. How awesome is that? All right, let's see. I want to see you in class, and I want to see you at the convention. And if you haven't already done it, you want to become a VIP member here on CalBanyan.com. Near this video is a Become a VIP Member link. You click on that, and what happens is I'll give you a link to a list of every single podcast we've done. Wow, I mean like 500 all on one page. Each title, just title. You click on the title, it takes you to the page with the video. Really good, and we'll also send you out a message every time we put up a new video. All right, I think that's enough for now. Cal Banyan, signing out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.